They teach us to read in black and white. Truth is this, the rest is false. You are whole or broken. Who you love is acceptable or not. Life tells its truths in many hues. We are taught to think in either or, to believe the teachings of Jesus or Buddha, to believe in human potential or a power beyond a single will. I am broken, or I am powerful.
Life embraces multiple truths, speaks of both and of and. We are taught to see in absolutes, good versus evil, male versus female, old versus young, gay versus straight. Let us see fractions, the spectrum, the margins. Let us open our hearts to the complexity of our worlds. Let us make our lives sanctuaries to nurture our many identities.
The day is coming when all will know that the rainbow world is more gorgeous than the monochrome. That a river of identities can ebb and flow over static, stubborn rocks in its course. And that the margins holds the center. When I was in the fifth grade, my parents took the family to see a high school production of South Pacific, and I was ecstatic. Now, for those who don't know me, I'm a certified drama nerd. I've been one my whole life. So naturally, I was in heaven, a big musical! On the drive home, my father asked what I thought the show was about. Well, I recounted the scene of Seabees, a woman selling shrunken heads, and even a guy wearing a grass skirt and a coconut top. My father asked, "Is that all?" Which was a big clue that I had missed something. Only I couldn't think what that something was. My dad finally said, "Well then, you have to see the show again in a few years." When I was in college, I finally saw South Pacific again. The show's main storyline hit me like a ton of bricks. It deals with racial tolerance. A plucky American nurse, Nellie Forbush, becomes engaged with a Frenchman, Emile Debec, who once had lived with a Polynesian woman who had since passed away. But they had two children together. Now Nellie is shocked and abhorred at hearing the news and at the prospect of having to help raise two interracial children. She breaks up with Debec and in tears explains, "I can't help what I feel. This is emotional. It was born in me." Debec shouts his protest, "I do not believe this. I do not believe these things are born in you." "No, it's not born in you," a third character says. "It happens after you're born." Then he sings, "You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught." Excuse me. At the time, as a socially aware gay male, I felt morally superior to Nellie. I'm sorry. After all, I had felt the sting of homophobia. So I was uniquely qualified to be able to identify prejudice of all kinds, to take a moral stand against it. But now I'm not quite so sure. About 4 months ago, an employee at the office where I work had a growing animosity with another worker who was of Vietnamese heritage. It stemmed from a comment the first employee made when they first met. She said, "You know, I always wanted to speak Vietnamese. I'd like to know what those manicurists are saying behind my back. I overheard that comment. So I looked over at the Vietnamese employee who bit his tongue but didn't say anything. So I didn't say anything either. I didn't want to make the situation any worse than it already was. So I let the comment slip by like water under the bridge. Several weeks afterwards, however, the animosity between the two employees surfaced again. That comment, and probably many others that I didn't witness, gnawed at the Vietnamese employee until it erupted into a shouting match and required my intervention. I often revisit that situation and say to myself that I should have taken a stand, said something at the very beginning. But I didn't. I dealt with the situation as a white supervisor looking at these two employees from the outside in. I failed to consider the feelings and concerns of the Vietnamese employee or even of the other employee. I failed to listen and act mindfully with careful and thoughtful attention. In retrospect, this mindful listening, it isn't innate to humans. At least it isn't for me. It's a taught skill that has to be retaught time and time again. And for me, the lesson will be hard to learn each and every time. But I know the rewards will be great.